This is KUT. If students in Travis County elected the next president, it seems Hillary Clinton would be the commander-in-chief. That's according to initial results from the first ever mock election in Travis County. Students at more than 90 schools participated. KUT's Kate McGee followed the election process across the county from South Austin to Lago Vista.
Okay. Yeah, just very simple, guys. I need something.
Gretchen Nagy with the Travis County Tax Office is standing in the studios of Austin ISD's Channel 22. She's waiting for mock election results to print.
I can't read the first school. I cut it off. What's the first school?
Behind her, two students and an Austin ISD employee are live on TV broadcasting the election results.
Okay, and right now I'm not seeing any reports coming in at the moment that are popping up on the screen.
That's Austin ISD's social studies coordinator, Jessica Jolliffe, buying some time while they collected results. It was a disorganized start, but the intention was good. Get students interested in voting through a mock election. Broadcast the results along with public service announcements to encourage voter registration. Then get students to encourage their parents to register and vote.
So students are able to go home and talk to their parents about that experience. And having been on a campus today, helping facilitate the voting, I was surprised by the number of students who said, "This is so easy. I feel so empowered. This went really quickly. I'm really excited to go home and share this with my families."
My experience talking to student voters at two high schools was a bit different.
All right, Ashley, you're confirmed in the system, and I have you on a registration list. You can go ahead and go.
According to many students I've spoken with about this year's presidential election, parents are doing most of the sharing. It's one reason Aikens High School senior Philip Kearns is excited to see the results of the mock election.
This would give us accurate results to what the real election will look like because, you know, these kids are listening to their parents' choices, who they want to vote for, so that may potentially carry over to who they are voting for.
If that's true, that students' voting choices can reflect their parents' choices, then the mock election was revealing in other ways, too. Number one, many students are unfamiliar with how ballots work. At Aikens High School, students were voting for Hillary Clinton and Mike Pence, Donald Trump's running mate. Others circled both Clinton and Trump's name. Some voted for third-party candidates. Others didn't know who they were. Many students were unclear about the write-in option.
What's that for? A candidate that isn't in there. You want to write it in.
There are kids in the write-in section. They don't know that if there's a candidate that isn't listed, you can write their name because they can still be voted for. And so I've just been explaining that to kids. But there have been some kids I know that have been taking it as a joke and writing in Harambe or Kanye West. I've seen more people taking it seriously than the kids that aren't taking it seriously.
A joke. That brings us to number two. Students think both candidates are a joke.
And it's like memes and stuff.
That's Calypso Comer. She's a freshman at Lago Vista High School.
And a lot of them are about Hillary and Trump, and like they make fun of Hillary, or they make fun of Trump, or they make something that Trump said really funny, or Trump's hair. That's a big joke. And Hillary, how like she's copying Queen Elizabeth with all the colors of different outfits and stuff.
I had to look that one up. Apparently Clinton and Queen Elizabeth both love colorful clothing. Calypso's friend Amy Simmons brings us to number three. Some students were frustrated, others weren't taking the election that seriously.
And like the internet and all the funny images about them making fun of them, it's making people not serious about it and be like, oh, what's the next joke gonna be? Or, oh, I watched the debate last night, what kind of jokes can we make out of this? Instead of taking out the serious parts of it and really thinking about, okay, they said this, but if they're elected, are they really going to do this, or are they just saying it?
Number four, students have a lot to learn about election laws. At Lago Vista High School, students were separated into precincts by grade, and students checked their voter registration and ID. And those students weren't afraid to tell their classmates who they should vote for or discuss who they might vote for.
After you vote for Trump, you can talk.
There's no way she'd vote for Trump.
There's no way she would. You can just tell if someone can or didn't. Or didn't.
All right, name.
All right, for Jocelyn Elementary School, we have...
Back at the AISD broadcasting studios, students are reading results from every school live.
5 votes for Trump, 5 votes for Johnson, and 4 votes for Stein. for a total of 36 votes.
But by the end of the broadcast, only half the schools had reported results. Travis County is hoping all schools will report by Thursday. Kate McGee, KUT News.
We have 66 votes. For Gary Johnson, we have 9 votes.